Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Amy Tickey. She is the Extension Parent Coordinator with the NDSU Extension Service. And Amy, welcome to our show.
Thanks so much, Warren. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Excited to talk about this upcoming course that's going to be offered in Jamestown, the Nurtured Heart Approach, also referred to as NHA, a social-emotional strategy that strengthens relationship by focusing energy on what is going right. And this sounds like a fantastic course coming to Jamestown again starting this Thursday. And Amy, before we talk about this course and what NHA is, would you mind telling us a little bit about what you do and what your position is with the Extension Service?
Certainly. You know, I am a regional coordinator for parent education in Region 6, so a 9-county area. And so what I do is I set up parent education opportunities, whether they're face-to-face classes, such as the Nurtured Heart Approach. We also maintain a parenting resource library, so anyone in the local area can tap into our resources. And we have other special events that we organize from time to time.
Excellent. And obviously, it looks like, one of those events that you're organizing is the Nurtured Heart Approach, which will be in Jamestown, going on at Trinity Lutheran Church for the next 6 weeks. Tell us a little bit about NHA, maybe for our listeners who have never heard about the Nurtured Heart Approach.
Right, we're really excited to offer the Nurtured Heart Approach in Jamestown again. Nurtured Heart is a program that was developed by Howard Glasser. He's a therapist, a family therapist from Arizona. He was working with intense or challenging children, and he just found through the course of his work that the traditional behavior management methods, you know, while they might work with average children, just weren't effective with the population that he was serving. So, and he really felt that some of the common methods that were used made problems worse, and this is one of the reasons why. Okay, so as humans, you know, we all crave relationship or attention, right? So who gets the most attention? You went to school, I'm assuming, right, Warren?
Yeah.
Okay, so think back on it. So thinking about it, you know, the kids that are quietly doing their work or who gets the teacher's attention? Again, the kid that's just sitting there doing their work quietly, or is it that child that's throwing spitballs at their classmates? You know, who gets the teacher's attention? You know who it is, right?
Yeah.
And so what has happened? So, you know, the high-intensity kids often come to the conclusion that, you know, life is just a lot more interesting. They get a lot more attention and a more intense relationship when they misbehave. So inadvertently, by our strong negative reactions to misbehavior, we can actually fuel the fire. And Nurtured Heart just teaches us some simple shifts that help to change that dynamic. And one of these shifts lies in how we view intensity. And so intensity is often made out to be the bad guy or something that we need to tone down or to manage when really in reality, it's really an amazing asset. It's a life force, right? We all need it. We all want it. And if it's channeled in the right direction, it's a very positive thing. Mm-hmm. So the Nurtured Heart Approach comes from that approach. The intensity is good. We just need to be able to teach children how to manage that. And the course is based on, they call it 3 stand. There's absolutely no. And this is a refusal to energize negativity. Are we going to not respond to misbehavior? Definitely not. Okay, but we're not going to energize it. We're not going to lavish attention on misbehavior. The second stand is absolutely yes. We're going to intentionally energize positivity. We're going to show up in a really big way when things are going right, especially for these children that don't have what you might call a portfolio, right? A positive portfolio of things that have gone right for them. So we're going to be not just waiting for them or catching them doing something good. We're going to create opportunities for them to have success. And when they do, even if it's something very small, we're going to jump on it. We're going to really show up in a big way. And then the third stand is we're going to provide clarity. We're providing children, again, with real clear, a clear idea of what the rules are and what the limits are in a way that supports their success. And again, this approach has been extremely effective, not only with children that may have been labeled as challenging, but with all children, and to be honest, with adults as well, whether it's in a professional environment or in a family, with, you know, family member, family relationships. It's a very, very effective way to look at human relationships and then change the behaviors from some that we need to manage or control to some that come from, I would say, that from within.
Yeah, it sounds like there's been a lot of research and a lot of things done with NHA. And really, it sounds like the program benefits not only, you know, you were saying teachers and students, it benefits the parents, professionals, maybe, you know, those who provide daycare services and everything as well. So this course really is open to anybody who's more interested in this nurturing heart approach, right?
Yes, it's definitely open to the public. We have many professionals, childcare providers, you know, obviously parents that attend, foster parents. It's applicable to anybody. It's sponsored by the Department of Human Services, Children and Family Services Division, which enables us to offer it for at no cost in Jamestown. In many communities in North Dakota where this course is being offered, there's a rather substantial course fee, anywhere from $75 to $150, depending on what grant funds are available to offset costs. So it's really a big benefit to be able to attend it at no cost in Jamestown. And to have something that's local, you know, again, is a benefit. You're not having to drive to Fargo to take advantage of this course.
Certainly. We have, again, Amy Tickey joining us here on Let's Talk. She is the Extension Parent Coordinator for Region 6, as she pointed out. So the free course is coming up. It starts this Thursday, September 21st, and goes for the next six Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Jamestown. It is free, but it looks like, Amy, that space is limited and you are looking for more people to register and get their name in there before the Nurtured Heart Approach courses start.
Yes, and we do ask that you pre-register. You can either call our office. I'm based in Valley City. So you can call the Barnes County Extension Service, 845-8528, or you can register online. Probably the easiest way is just to Google Region 6 Parent Resource Center rather than remember my long email or website address. And there's an option to register online. We can take your information there.
Very good. So again, the Nurtured Heart Approach, the course is going to be in Jamestown, held locally. And I guess we should mention really quick too, Amy, that we'll have a local teacher providing this course and kind of teaching the topics as well.
Yes, we do. We have a very experienced instructor from Jamestown that will be teaching the course.
Awesome. Mindy Blackmore will be doing that. And thanks again, Amy, for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Her number again, 845-8528. Amy, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.